The website of the crime-fighting organisation Crime Stoppers has been attacked by hackers who claim they have obtained a trove of police email addresses and passwords. The hackers say they are from Indonesia and claim the attacks are a warning to the Australian government and in retaliation for attempts to tap the phone of the country's president. It follows other computer attacks in the last few weeks on the websites of the Reserve Bank, the Australian Federal Police and the Australian Intelligence Agency, ASIS. Will Ockenden has more.
Indonesian hackers have been active over the last few weeks, launching a range of attacks on the computer systems of agencies or organisations connected to Australian governments. One group's attack on a system belonging to crime tip-off service Crime Stoppers was successful.
The crimestoppers.com.au website was hacked on the front public-facing pages.
The Deputy Chairman of Crime Stoppers Australia is Peter Price.
We were alerted by the Department of Defence, who monitors the security of the website. We've taken a number of measures to reduce any risk factors, and so on Friday we decided to close down the email server. Yesterday we decided to actually bring down the whole website in its entirety.
The website was forced offline as administrators work to address the vulnerabilities in their IT system. The Indonesian cyber group, which calls itself Black Sin Chan, says the hack was in retaliation for Australian spying.
This is the payback for spying Indonesia. We love Australia, we love our country, but stop spying at my country. And remember, this is not for famous, this is for payback. We will be back.
The hackers have published a small list of Australian state and federal police email addresses, along with an easily decryptable password. Peter Price from Crime Stoppers says the secure server, which holds sensitive crime-related tip-offs from the public, wasn't accessed.
All of the intelligence that basically sits within the Crime Stoppers databases, which is information from people about criminal matters, is sitting very deep in servers protected by the government's firewall. It'd be almost impossible to get in there.
How can you be sure, though, that the hackers haven't got that sensitive police tip-offs that people do provide to Crime Stoppers?
They would have to get through the firewall, and the firewall is monitored by the Department of Defence.
But couldn't you argue, you've obviously not been able to secure your website, why can you secure your database as well?
The part of the website that they actually accessed was actually just the front-facing pages. I think the thing to understand here is that this is more about an intimidation tactic and a scare tactic than it is about anything really significant.
The Crime Stoppers website breach is the latest in a string of attacks on Australian government computer systems. Last week, the public website of the Australian Federal Police was brought down by what's known as a denial-of-service attack. That's when hackers direct a torrent of internet traffic to a web server so it gets overloaded and crashes. The Reserve Bank of Australia's website was also attacked using this method, but managed to stay online. In light of this attack, will you be hardening your website when it does eventually get back online?
Yes, the website will hopefully be back online later today, and we have made a few changes.
The Australian Federal Police says it's aware of the hack on the public website of Crime Stoppers. It says the published login information would not provide anyone access to the secure systems used by police.
Will Ockenden.